The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So a warm welcome, everybody. Nice to see you all, and thank you, Neil, for putting that in the chat box and an invitation to join this forum, if you'd like. No pressure, of course. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about this idea. I'll say that I'm inspired by a poem. And for those of you who've been coming, you know who this poet that I just love. She wrote this poem yesterday that I just thought was really great and I'd like to share. So it's Rosemary Traumer. And the name of the poem is called Because. But I'm going to start with the last line she has here. To love as if it matters. As if the world depends on it. As if it matters. Sometimes we feel like our actions, our thoughts, the things we do don't matter. But what would it be like if we felt like it mattered? Makes a difference. Then might that support us and maybe pushing through some inertia, some fear, maybe pushing through isn't even the right expression, but allowing to, I don't know, be with ourselves, express ourselves, even though there might be a little bit of hesitation. If we felt as if it mattered. So here's this poem by Rosemary Traumer. That's the last line. And we'll start with the beginning. And I felt touched by this and wanted to share it with you all. And of course, we'll recognize how loving kindness practice can help us with exactly what she's talking about here in this poem. So I can't save the world. Can't save even myself. Can't wrap my arms around every frightened child. Can't foster peace among nations. Can't bring love to all who feel unlovable. So I practice opening my heart right here in this room and being gentle with my insufficiency. I practice walking down the street heart first. And if it is insufficient to share love, I will practice loving anyway. I want to converse about truth, about trust. I want to invite compassion into every interaction. One willing heart can't stop a war. One willing heart can't feed all the hungry. And sometimes daunted by a task too big, I tell myself, what's the use of trying? But today, the invitation is clear. To be ridiculously courageous in love. To open the heart like a lilac in May, knowing freezing is possible and opening anyway. To take love seriously, to give love wildly, to race up to the world as if I were a puppy, adoring and unjaded, stumbling on my own exuberance. To feel the shock of indifference, of anger, of cruelty, of fear, and stay open. To love as if it matters, as if the world depends on it. I feel touched by this because sometimes we know we have this wish, we want to make a difference. We don't know how. Sometimes we feel like, oh, what's the use? It doesn't matter anyway. Or maybe we might feel overwhelmed. But she writes, I practice opening my heart right here in this room and being gentle with my insufficiency. So whatever we're feeling, whatever is arising for us, can we open our hearts to it? Can we open our attention to it? Can we open our experience to it? And being gentle with any insufficiency we find or any whatever we find, just being gentle. I practice opening my heart right here in this room and being gentle with my insufficiency. I practice walking down the street heart first. And if it's insufficient to share love, I will practice loving anyway. And of course, this whole idea of what does it mean to walk down the street heart first, or what does it mean to share love or to practice loving? There's so many different ways in which we could interpret that. And I encourage us to think about what's a way that feels comfortable for us. We don't have to try to be somebody that we're not or do something that feels completely foreign and maybe even bizarre to us. But is there a way that we can interpret this, that we can take it in and be inspired and express it in whatever way makes sense for us, in whatever way feels comfortable for us, without any feeling that we have to, without any feeling that this is what we should do, but just because it buoys the heart, it buoys the mind to think that what we do matters. Because it does matter. Like there aren't actions, there aren't thoughts, there aren't behaviors, there aren't things that we do, things that we think that don't have consequences, right? That's impossible. Everything has consequences. And so maybe it doesn't matter in the really big ways, stopping wars, helping children. But maybe it helps just for our own hearts. Maybe it helps our own minds find a little bit more spaciousness, a little bit more peace, a little bit more ease. Rosemary Trauma writes, I want to converse about truth, about trust. I want to invite compassion into every interaction. Every interaction, interactions with others and interactions with ourselves. Can we have compassion? Can we have a gentleness? So having a loving kindness practice helps create the conditions in which it becomes easier and easier. We have greater and greater access to just that space in the heart, or that movement in the heart, maybe that softness, maybe that allows us to feel into or to experience this, or maybe even just be inspired, if not actually practice it. Right? The last thing I want to do is sit here like, oh, we should do this. Let's go. It's more about, can we open, soften, allow, and allow ourselves to be inspired, allow ourselves to dream big. Okay, so with that as an introduction, let's do some loving kindness practice. We'll start with a little bit of mindfulness just to help us get settled. And then we'll do some loving kindness practice. So taking a posture that feels comfortable, has a certain amount of ease, and has some uprightness. And just feeling into the body, what does it feel like at this moment to be sitting? Or whatever posture you're in, what does it feel like right now? maybe noticing the pressure of the chair or the cushion or couch, whatever we're sitting on, getting the pressure against the body. Feeling the feet, whatever they're touching the ground, cushion maybe, mat. Doing a little bit of a body scan, checking in with the face, place where we often hold tension around the eyes or the jaw. Not that we have to make it be different, but sometimes just checking in, becoming aware, just naturally allows some softening, opening, releasing of tension. And if that doesn't happen, can you be okay with that, with the tension still being there? Bringing awareness to the shoulders, having them be far away from the ears. The chest. Is there a way that it can be unguarded or open? That might mean just moving the shoulders back just a teeny bit. Maybe somebody seeing you wouldn't even notice the movement. And the belly, letting the belly be soft, relaxed. Bringing attention to our hands, noticing what they are touching. Is it smooth? Is it rough? Is it cool? Is it warm? What does it feel like to have hands? Like that inner experience of hands. There might be a little bit of tingling, a little sense of vitality, energy in the hands. Maybe not too. And then to rest our attention on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the chest or the belly. Or feeling the air going in and out of the nose. And when the mind wanders, you just very simply begin again with mindfulness. We don't have to make it a problem. We don't have to make it a story. We just begin again. Can you give yourself over to this moment? Just for this moment. And be present for the experience of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, we'll start where it's easy, uncomplicated, straightforward. So bring to mind a being for whom it's really easy to have some warm-hearted feelings, some kindness, some care, respect, goodwill, whatever words resonate for you. Bring this being, might be somebody you know, might be imaginary kittens, puppies, babies, might be somebody that you don't know, but somebody who's really touched your life with their writings or teachings, for example. And bring this being to mind. And connecting in whatever way feels comfortable for you. And to support this connection and any feelings of warmth or care, kindness, goodwill, we can repeat some phrases. While having the lovable being in mind, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. And may you live with ease. if there is a feeling of warmth or kindness, whatever it might be for this lovable being, can you tune into it? Allow yourself to experience it. Maybe there's bodily sensations. And if at this moment you don't feel anything in particular, it's perfectly fine. It can be helpful to just get in a rhythm with the phrases. The simplicity and the intention behind the phrases can be a support. Just staying here with the lovable being for a little bit, allowing ourselves to marinate in any warm-heartedness. It's perfectly fine if there isn't any, but if there is, allow yourself to be nourished and supported. And then to extend our loving kindness to include ourselves. Of course, we include ourselves when we do loving kindness practice. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. These phrases come from an attitude of care. We care about ourselves, not because we're demanding that things be different, but we're expressing care. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Rosemary Trauma writes, "So I can't save the world, can't even save myself, can't wrap my arms around every frightened child, can't foster peace among nations, can't bring love to all who feel unlovable. So I practice opening my heart right here in this room and being gentle with my insufficiency. I practice walking down the street, heart first. And if it is insufficient to share love, I will practice loving anyways. So let's expand our loving kindness to include people we don't know. People we don't have a relationship with. It's helpful if this can be an individual, maybe somebody on this Zoom call, somebody you see occasionally in the neighborhood. Can we walk down the street heart first, as Rosemary Traumer describes it? Bringing to mind somebody we don't know as best we can. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Rosemary Traumer writes, I want to converse about truth, about trust. I want to invite compassion into every interaction. One willing heart can't stop a war. One willing heart can't feed all the hungry. And sometimes, daunted by a task too big, I tell myself, what's the use of trying? But today, the invitation is clear. To be ridiculously courageous in love. To open the heart like a lilac in May, knowing freeze is possible and opening anyway. This idea of being courageous, ridiculously courageous, and to love as if it matters, as if the world depends on it. I like this idea of as if it matters. And I apologize if the sun is in my face, those of you who are looking at me. My blinds, some of them, or the shades, some of them broke with a big windstorm recently. So it can be nice to talk about some of these ideas. How was that? Does it feel like, oh, that's just too pie in the sky, I can't relate to that? Or did it feel maybe some inspiring to think about, well, to kind of cult to love anyway? And as I said, we can interpret love in so many different ways. For those of us who are introverts, I don't want it to, you know, seem like we have to rush out and do something completely different or behave in a foreign way. But I'd like to provide an opportunity for you guys to talk about this idea to be ridiculously courageous in love and to love as if it matters. Even, you know, recognizing that can't save the world. We can't, a willing heart, I'm looking at this, willing heart can't stop a war and a willing heart can't feed all the hungry. But today the invitation is clear to be ridiculously courageous in love. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you can talk to each other and have this opportunity. Thank you, Claire, for saying it was beautiful, and Kim wrote that it was inspiring. Thank you for adding that. And I'm just going to set up these rooms. So you'll be in groups of three or four, and you'll have an opportunity to talk about this, of how this poem was and how it touched you, if you feel inspired, or maybe you didn't. That's perfectly fine. We don't all have to think the same. Michelle Lee writes, today, right now, in this room. Yeah. But sometimes we have this, we don't even necessarily even recognize if we have this idea, oh yeah, it's a great idea, I'll do it later. Right? Sometimes we have the idea, I'll do it later, but the invitation here is to do it now. Okay, so I'm going to put you into some rooms, and this is like an act of loving kindness, like showing up for each other, creating the conditions in which others might be able to share or say something that maybe they wouldn't say otherwise. Sometimes we don't even know that things until we say them. So it's less about informing others. It's less about educating others or certainly not correcting or teaching others, but it's more about sharing and creating the conditions in which we all can maybe explore how that poem was and how that practice was. And it's helpful to go into a circle. So one person says one thing, and then it goes to the next person, they say one thing, and then it goes to the next person, they say one thing, and then it comes back around to the first person. So just say one thing without this pressure that you have to say absolutely everything. And if it's helpful, you can go in the order of the last digit of your phone number. That's helpful. Okay, here we go. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back. Does anybody have a comment or question or an aha moment or something they'd like to share about that? Yes, Neil.
Lovely meditation, by the way. So I had been thinking about one of my sons before class. He's having a slightly difficult time. Details aren't important. You know, made him my lovable being. And, you know, it felt like it was like too much, right? There was like, I don't know, right? Too much passion, not enough equanimity. You know, so, you know, I certainly didn't want to like, you know, turn it off for him, right? So I'm wondering, how do you deal with that, right? When, you know, there was too much me in it, you know, and my wishing, I'm not really sure.
Can you say a little bit more when you say too much me, but did it feel
Well, Metta has sort of, you know, a wholesome, relaxed, you know, warm feeling to it. And this felt needy.
Mm. And maybe because he's having difficulty, this feeling that you wish that the difficulties would go away.
I really, really do.
Yeah, of course, right? Yeah. So I would say in that case, it wasn't so uncomplicated, right? Often we start with the lovable being to be uncomplicated.
Fair enough.
But then maybe to switch to something more to like compassion. So maybe the phrases are, may your suffering end, or may you find peace, or may you experience peace, or something like that. So different types of phrases. And I'll just offer that's one thing. The second thing is, if you notice that actually you are having difficulties because you so much, of course we do. We want our kids to be happy. Can we have a little bit of compassion for ourselves? Mm-hmm. May I be happier? Or if there's a phrase that works for you, maybe it's not even a phrase, just kind of a turning towards, oh yeah, actually I'm feeling a little uncomfortable here. I'm feeling so much like I want him to feel better. So yeah. Does that help instead of trying to force?
Yeah. Right. I think my phrase would be, may I chill out. Right. It sounds like good advice.
But Neil, I mean, I'm laughing at this. May you chill out. I think it's cute, but to be a little bit careful because underneath that is you're not chilled out. And there's a little bit of a unkind tone.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Neil. We're a minute after the hour, but I'm happy to stay for a few more minutes if anybody else has a question or a comment or Okay. Well, it's lovely to practice with you all and to kind of, you know, I appreciate these opportunities for me to like, oh, I'm supposed to teach happy hour. I need to think about this. You know, I love the opportunity and to share it with you all. So thank you very much. And if you'd like, we can unmute and say goodbye in kind of an unruly way. So bye-bye, and thank you. Thank you,
Ayla. Bye.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Peggy. Bye.
Thanks, Father Diana. Thanks, Johnny.
Bye.
And Neil.
Night, Peggy.
Thank you,
guys.
Nice to see you guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
All right.